Last night, President Trump delivered his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress.
The agenda I will lay out this evening is not a Republican agenda or a Democrat agenda. It's the agenda of the American people.
The president hit on a number of issues, including immigration, a border wall, health care, and foreign policy. The president also called for bipartisanship while warning congressional Democrats against what he called ridiculous investigations. With me to talk about his reaction to the speech is Democratic Arizona Congressman Tom O'Halloran. He represents the 1st District. And Congressman, first off, broadly, what did you think about what the president had to say last night?
Well, I was excited about the thought of working in a bipartisan process. That's what I've always tried to do. And the reality was, as the speech went on, we started to get into the, well, we can get together if you don't do an investigation, and then a bunch of socialists. And time again, there were references to things of the past. And if we're going to be able to work together, which we need to for the American people, we have to look to the future. And continue to go down a path. And one of the responsibilities of Congress is oversight. I mean, these investigations were going on under a Republican Congress. They're going to continue under a Democratic Congress because of that oversight responsibility.
Based on what you know about the president's agenda, do you think there are areas where Democrats and Republicans and the president can work together?
Well, obviously, infrastructure, I think national defense. I'm hopeful on immigration. I hope that in the next 2 years we're going to have discussions on not just a wall, but comprehensive immigration reform that is going to protect the country at a much higher level than just the wall. And the other elements of what's going on in healthcare and some other areas. He mentioned healthcare last night. I was very appreciative of that. He also mentioned some programs, women's programs, children's programs. But the problem is that he can't say, I want to get these done, and also the AIDS epidemic. I want to get these things done, but I also want to cut all the agencies that relate to each and every one of these issues, because that's been the last 2 years of what we've seen.
So you mentioned the border wall, and the president, of course, talked about that and said that he would get it built. Do you get the sense that among your colleagues on either side of the aisle that there is really the momentum to do that? Do you think it's actually going to happen?
I don't know about I think it's going to get it down to semantics. And I think that everybody recognizes the need for a secure border. And how we get to that is not just one element. It has to be a program that identifies clearly how many personnel are needed, how we respond to incursions into our country, how many judges are we going to have, how do we address the immigration issue from, not amnesty, but from the perspective of people wanting to come into our country because of what's going on in Central America and the violence down there. The president seemed to open up on that. He seemed to say, you know, he's not against immigration into our country. It just needs to be documented. And I don't think any of us have a problem with that. It's just that we have to have an idea of how that's going to work in with an overall comprehensive reform and not just a focus on one element.
Yeah, what do you think of the fact that the president said that he wants more and more people to come to this country?
Well, I mean, that's our history as a country. We want people to come in our country, but we don't want criminals. We don't want people that are coming to our country to do illegal acts in our country, and we want our citizens protected. But at the same time, we have to recognize that what's going on in Central America and some other countries to the south of us is representative of issues that we have to work on both as a foreign policy issue and an immigration issue.
So on the issue of foreign policy, the president spent a fair bit of time talking about that. Was there anything in there that you either found particularly good or particularly not good?
Well, none of us want to be in war, but we don't want to make sure, we want to make sure before we pull out of somewhere that we've created a stable environment. We don't want, we've had to go back into Iraq, and we got ourselves into Syria some way. And to leave Afghanistan after 17 years without a clear path, the fact that we're talking to the Taliban, I mean, they are not the most trustful people in the world to be talking to about getting agreements on the strength of Afghanistan going further. So we have to bring our United States and other countries that have also sacrificed over there together to try to create a solution for that process. But, I think that got a fairly cool reception on both sides of the aisle last night. The last thing we want are our sons and daughters to being killed in foreign lands. But when you have committed, as the president clearly identified, 7,000 lives in the Middle East, you don't want them to have died in vain. You want to have a solution in the end that works out long term.
So last night's speech was not the original date for the State of the Union. The original date, of course, was during the partial government shutdown. I'm curious, based on what you're hearing and based on what you're seeing on Capitol Hill, at 12:01 on February 16th, do you think that the federal government will be fully open?
Oh, I think so. I think anybody that wants to close down government is committing political suicide if it's not open on the 16th. And secondly, I don't believe our federal government should ever, this has been my position even before I got elected, why would the federal government close down and use our employees as hostages when the people that are really at doing the inappropriate action are the people that are responsible for the budget?
All right. That's Arizona Congressman Tom O'Halloran, a Democrat from the 1st District. Congressman, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much for listening to the show on this Wednesday morning in Phoenix with Mark Brody. I'm Steve Goldstein. Coming up this hour, a former State Department official weighs in on the U.S.'s current approach to foreign policy and foraging for local ingredients to define Arizona food.
But we start this hour with the State of the Union address. As we've been discussing, President Trump addressed a joint session of Congress last night. He called for bipartisanship, but warned congressional Democrats about what he termed ridiculous investigations. One of the biggest cheers of the evening came when the president acknowledged the number of new women elected to Congress.
Exactly one century after Congress passed the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, we also have more women serving in Congress than at any time before.
And joining us now to talk about what she thought of the speech is Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. She represents Arizona's 8th District. Congresswoman Lesko, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So in a statement that you sent after the president's speech, you referred to it as inspiring. I'm curious, what about it to you inspired you?
Well, you know, the president invited three World War II veterans who had to be in their 90s by now, plus a Holocaust survivor, and was talking about how these World War II veterans not only participated in D-Day and helping save, not only protect our country, but the world, but then tied it back in to the Holocaust survivor by saying one of those veterans actually also liberated the Jewish prisoners out of the death camps. And so it was very emotional. I have to tell you, I had a tear in my eye. And I think all of that was very emotional. And then he pulled it back to saying these World War II veterans did so much for our country, did so much for the world. And now it is our time as members of Congress to stand up and do big and bold things to protect our nation and to help the world. And that's what I thought was very inspirational and tied it all together.
Well, from a policy perspective, were some of the biggest things? You talk about doing big, bold things. What were some of the biggest things that the president touched on that really you think are top priorities for you?
Well, certainly, since I'm from Arizona, one of my top priorities is securing the border and securing our nation. So the president has been very clear that he wants to make sure to get that done. And quite frankly, he is willing to compromise, and he's showed that over and over and over again because he knows how important it is. And he invited ICE and law enforcement and Border Patrol there who have told us, all of us in Congress, what is needed. And part of that, not the entire plan, is a border fence. The professionals are telling us that. So that's important. I really like how he pointed out how he wants to reduce health care costs. That is such a big issue. Most people think that congressmen and congresswomen have this platinum health care. No, we are all under Obamacare. And I can tell you personally that my premiums are high, my deductibles are high. It is not a good plan. And so we need to come up with an alternative. I'm working with other members of Congress, an alternative to Obamacare. He specifically talked about price transparency. So in everything else, we know the price before we buy it, so we can choose, and it lowers the cost because there's competition. So when he's talking about doctors, hospitals, listing their prices before we go in and determine who we want to use, that's a great way to reduce cost, and I was very appreciative of that. And I am glad that he talked about the women. As a woman member of Congress, and also I am co-chair of the bipartisan Congressional Women's Caucus, there is a lot of things that we can work together in a bipartisan fashion to help not only women, but the entire country. And so I thought it was an inspirational speech, but strong saying, hey, let's work together, let's compromise, but let's also defend our country and get some major things done.
Well, let me ask you about maybe specifically about the Congressional Women's Caucus, or maybe just Congress more broadly. You know, from the outside, it seems that it is so partisan, so tribal, that it's hard to imagine, I think, for a lot of people, Democrats and Republicans, even talking to each other, much less compromising on policy. Is that the way that members on the inside see it as well?
Well, my office is right next to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So we talk to each other. We're going to go to coffee. We certainly don't agree on issues. I also am talking to my co-chair on the Women's Caucus, and we're getting together for breakfast this Friday. So there are things that we can agree on. Now, certainly, I just stepped out of a judiciary hearing, and it's on gun control. And some of the what is going back and forth is such rhetoric that it really is difficult then to go work with that same colleague after they've called you names. So I wish that didn't happen. I wish there was more outreach and civility. And I'm certainly going to try to display that, because that's how you get things done. Big issues need both Republicans and Democrats to agree on. I sure hope that this bipartisan group comes up with a negotiated compromise deal on border security so we can keep the government open. The deadline is next week, and I really hope they can do it, because we need to secure our borders. We need to keep the government open.
All right. That's Arizona Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. She's a Republican representing Arizona's 8th District. Ms. Lesko, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.